Welcome to the Cannon Trading Podcast, where we bring you daily episodes with market updates and periodic deep dives into the world of trading commodities futures. Today is Thursday, April 25th, 2024. The U.S. GDP experienced a modest increase of 1.6% in the first quarter, marking the slowest expansion in 2 years. Gold prices rose as U.S. Treasury yields rose after economic data showed signs of persistent inflation, lowering hopes of the Federal Reserve cutting interest rates anytime soon. This news prompted a downturn in U.S. stock markets, but should investors be concerned about this figure? Ben Laidler, the global market strategist at eToro, appeared on Wealth to shed some light on the implications of the GDP data for investor portfolios. Laidler commented, "The recent GDP figure isn't ideal, yet it's not as dire as it may seem. The core elements that matter to us, business investment and consumer spending, are holding strong. The observed softness is largely attributed to less critical factors, which are expected to rebound in the next quarter, specifically trade and inventory levels. While the inflation metric is slightly unsettling, it's best to wait for tomorrow's release of the monthly Personal Consumption Expenditures Index, the PCE. This will provide us with more clarity on the extent of our concerns regarding the current economic situation." If you're trading the S&P 500 tomorrow, your first resistance level is 5129 and your first support level is 5082. And if you're trading gold tomorrow, your first resistance level is 2347 and your first support level is 2321. We'll be back tomorrow with another episode after the markets close. Thank you for listening and good trading. If you'd like to receive daily support and resistance levels, you can sign up for our newsletter by following the link in the description. Trading commodities futures and options involves a substantial risk of loss. The recommendations contained in this podcast are of opinion only and do not guarantee any profits. This podcast is for educational purposes only. Past performances are not necessarily indicative of future results.